From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Barack Obama is on the final leg of his last foreign trip to Lima, Peru's capital, where he will seek to reassure U.S. allies in the Asia-Pacific region following the election of Donald Trump. Obama had made a focus on Asia and the Pacific. The president and his free trade allies have pushed hard for years to put the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement, or TPP, into action. But on the campaign trail, now President-elect Trump has said TPP was not in the best interest of America. More than 1 month after the start of the battle for Mosul, the United Nations reports a marked increase in the number of people leaving densely populated urban areas of the beleaguered Iraqi city. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN data show nearly half of those fleeing their homes in Mosul are children. Women, girls, and female-headed households who make up much of the rest often are survivors of sexual and other human rights abuse. Spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Laerke, says people trying to reach safety encounter many dangers along the way.
They face risks from direct and indirect fire, explosive remnants of war, that is, unexploded ammunition lying around, and improvised explosive devices, but also possible retaliation from ISIL. And we have heard also in the past that they are at severe risk of being used as human shields.
The UN reports more than 40,000 displaced people are sheltering in formal camps run by the Iraqi government in three governorates. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
More at VOA, VOANews.com. This is VOA News.